理课堂听 class.com。
Integrating skills, reading and writing.
October 16th. Dear Sam and Jenny, thank you very much for letting me stay in your house during my holiday. With this letter, I am sending you the photos of our wonderful holiday in Hainan. I have kept a few photos which I like very much. They make me think of the happy days we spent together. I will put them on the wall, somewhere near my bed.At this moment, I am very busy with my studies. I had a good time during the holiday, and now it is time for me to study hard. I must do well in the exams. How about you? In your last letter, you wrote that you were feeling very tired. I hope you are feeling better now. Will you be going to Australia for Christmas, or will you stay in China? If it isn't too cold for you,I would like to invite you to come and visit me in the north of China over the next holiday in January. Thanks again, and I wish you all the best. Yours, Amy Zhang.
Words and Expressions, Unit 6. Interrupt, Jordan, Cliff, Apologize, Fault, Introduce, Apology.Forgive, forgave, forgiven, oops, culture, manner, manners, impression, toast, behave, napkin, roll, dessert, unfold, lap, damp, cloth, custom, starter, pray, course, breast,Tender, flesh, bone, raise, sip, advice, fashion, formal, spirit, impolite, mix, wing, extra, comma, leave out, Paula, Ellen, Andrew, Lisa, childhood, Amy, stare at, make jokes about somebody, disabled. Unit 7, Cultural Relics. Listening. Listen to the description of the three cultural sites. Complete the map of each site based on what you hear on the tape. List the names and the importance of the sites.And what is being done to protect them? 1.
We are standing in front of the main building of this old palace. The palace is called the Winter Palace. On the left, there is a statue of a horse. On the right, there is a large stone elephant. The main building is in the center.
Why is this site so important?
This site is important because it tells us about how people lived in the past.
What steps have you taken to protect the site?
Visitors are not allowed to go inside the house. Instead, they can walk around the house and look at the park behind it. There is also a small museum where visitors can look at pictures of the inside of the house.
2. We are standing in front of the Sunshine Temple. This beautiful temple stands between a lake and a mountain. The temple is an important part of our history.Many important things happened here, and many poems have been written about the temple. Water from the lake is destroying the temple. We are trying to save the temple by building a wall between the lake and the temple. We will also move some of the things in the temple to the new museum that is being built between the mountain and the village. 3.
Mount Lushan is one of the most beautiful places in China. The mountain is an important part of China's history.And many great leaders have lived here. People come here to look at the beautiful mountains and waterfalls. Over here, between Red Sun Mountain and the lake, is the Blue Waterfall, one of the biggest in Lushan. Between the lake and the village is the Moon Tower, where people can go look at the moon and the stars at night. There are too many cars in Lushan, and the air is becoming polluted. We are trying to limit the number of cars on the mountain and try to use more buses.
Reading: A City of Heroes. Where there is a river, there is a city. Perhaps this is not always true, but it is true that many of the world's greatest cities have been built on the banks of a river. The Neva River flows through the center of St. Petersburg in Russia. 300 years ago, the Russian Tsar Peter the Great came here and built a new capital, St. Petersburg. Peter the Great, like his country, was strong and proud. Many great palaces were built during his lifetime. The palaces were large and beautiful, and they often looked like something out of a fairy tale. St. Petersburg has also been the center of many important events in history. In 1941, the Germans tried to destroy the city. It was under attack for 900 days, but the people of the city never gave in. The Germans burned many of the palaces as they left. St. Petersburg was almost in ruins. Fires burned everywhere. Buildings were destroyed, and paintings and statues lay in pieces on the ground. Restoring the city and its cultural relics seemed impossible. But the people of this great city would not give up. We will not let our history and culture be destroyed, and we will do everything we can to save our city. When the Nazis had gone, the people of St. Petersburg began rebuilding the city. Pieces of the palaces that had been hidden before the Nazis came could now be used to rebuild the city and its culture. It was not easy. Painters and workers had to be very careful when they were trying to bring the city back to life. It was difficult to save the palaces and buildings without destroying their old beauty. With the help of old paintings and photographs, the people of St. Petersburg were able to bring back the beauty of their culture and history. Now, after years of hard work, parts of statues have been put back together, and missing pieces have been replaced. Old paintings, including a portrait of Peter the Great, which was found in the snow outside St. Petersburg, have been carefully recreated, and the old palaces have been made as wonderful as in the past. Today, Peter the Great on his bronze horse can once again look out over the city he built. Like their hero Peter, the people of St. Petersburg have shown that dreams can come true. Strong, proud, and united, the people of St. Petersburg are the modern heroes of Russia. Integrating skills: reading and writing.
Dear Editor, I live in Paris, France. In my country, there is a famous site called the Chauvet Caves. I am very worried about it because some of the cave paintings have been destroyed by air pollution. No, the pollution does not come from cars or factories, but from human beings. Thousands of tourists visit the caves every year. The carbon dioxide from their breath is damaging the paintings. I think one way to solve the problem is to put glass walls in front of the paintings. Second, the number of visitors should be limited, and we should build a website where people can look at the pictures and paintings. Yours sincerely, Sophie.
Words and Expressions, Unit 7. Cultural, relic, pyramid, Egypt, Stonehenge, statue, capsule, represent, include, Neva, St. Petersburg, Tsar, fairy tale, give in, ruin, in ruins, burn, burnt, burned, restore, Nazi, rebuild, bring back to life, beauty, photograph, portrait, recreate, bronze, unite, artist, period, vase, pull down, stone, cap. Catherine. Damage. Set up. Website. Ancient. Project. Brick. Dynasty. Official. Chauvet. Cave. The Chauvet Caves. Pollution. Carbon. Dioxide. Carbon dioxide. Breath. Limit. Sincerely. Unit 8. Sports. Listening. Listen to the following sports reports and fill in the missing information below. Report 1. Let's see what happened in sports today. How about taking a look at the NBA? In today's basketball action, the Los Angeles Lakers won against the Miami Heat. The Lakers scored 20 points in the last quarter, beating the Heat 101-96. Los Angeles have now won their last 5 games and may be on the way to this year's playoffs. Report 2. And here are the results from today's soccer league games. Manchester United came back from one goal behind to tie Leeds 2-2 in Wednesday's game. Leeds scored their first goal after only 10 minutes. It looked like Leeds would win when they took a 2-1 lead in the second half. But Manchester scored their second goal with 5 minutes left. Manchester is now 2 wins away from their third title. Report 3. The masters of their game once again showed that they cannot be stopped. China won against Russia in Saturday's table tennis match. The Chinese team won the two first singles matches 3-1 and 3-0, while the Russians won the doubles match. China did not give up, but won the singles match. The win in the last singles match gave them a final win of 3-1. China has not lost any matches this year, and it doesn't look like any team can beat them. Reading.
The Olympic Games. Every 4 years, athletes from all over the world take part in the Olympic Games. Both the Summer and Winter Olympic Games are held every 4 years. The Winter Olympic Games are usually held 2 years before the Summer Olympic Games. The ancient Olympic Games began around the year 776 BC in Greece. Many of the sports were the same as they are now. Some of the games in which the young men competed were running, jumping, and wrestling. Women were not allowed to take part in the games. After about the year 393 AD, the Olympic Games stopped. For centuries, there were no Olympic Games, but they were not forgotten. The first Olympic Games in modern times happened in 1896. They were held in Greece, the country in which the games were born. In the games, there were 311 competitors from just 13 countries. After that, more and more countries joined in the games. In 2000, over 10,000 athletes from 227 countries went to Sydney, Australia for the 27th Olympic Games. There are 300 different events in the games. Horse riding, hammer throw, and shooting are some of the more unusual events. The Olympic motto is faster, higher, stronger. It means that every athlete should try to run faster, jump higher, and throw further. They do their best to win medals. In the 1984 Olympic Games, Carl Lewis from the USA won 4 gold medals in track and field and became one of the best sportsmen in the 20th century. In Sydney, the Chinese team got 28 gold medals, ranking 3rd of all the competing countries. Many of the Chinese medals were won in diving and gymnastics, and also in events such as weightlifting and shooting. Following the history-making success in the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, China won another great competition in 2001, which was not for a medal. It was the competition between countries to host the Olympic Games. In 2008, The 29th Olympic Games will be held in Beijing. To make it the best ever games, the capital city will make several big changes. New buildings and sports venues will be built. More trees will be planted, and new roads will be built. The people of Beijing, and of the whole country, will be preparing to light the Olympic torch to welcome athletes and sports fans from all over the world.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. Yao Ming. Born September 12th, 1980 in Shanghai, China. Height, 2.26 meters, 7.5 feet. Weight, 134 kilograms. Position, center. Club, the Houston Rockets. In his last season with the Shanghai Sharks, Chinese superstar basketball player Yao Ming scored 32.4 points per game. Now the big man from China is helping the Houston Rockets in the NBA. Yao Ming has more than just size. He also has great skill and speed, and he is a team player. Yao Ming is the son of two great basketball players and learned how to play one of the world's most popular games when he was young. Now, as one of the stars in the NBA, Yao Ming is working hard to live his dream and show the world that Chinese basketball players love this game too. Words and Expressions, Unit 8. BC, Athens. Stand for, continent. Because of, well known. Athlete, gold. Medal, torch. Los Angeles, badminton. Speed skating, track and field. Los Angeles Lakers, Miami Heat. Manchester United, tie. Leeds, final. Dive, shooting. Weightlifting, would rather. Take part, Greece. Wrestling, AD. Competitor, motto. Further, Carl Lewis. Rank, gymnastics. Venue, prepare. Preparation, in preparation for. Effect, flame. Compete, flag. Profile, weight. Position, Houston Rockets. Superstar, point. Skill, way. Professional, title. Gesture, facial. Unit 9. Technology. Listening. 1. Listening to the tape. What is being described? What can the things be used for? 1.
These are very simple. Two sticks about 20 centimeters long. They are usually made of wood. You hold the two sticks in one hand. You put one stick between two of your fingers, and you hold the other one with your thumb. These things can be difficult to use at first, but you will soon learn how to pick up even small pieces of food.
2. This thing is very popular and useful. Almost everyone has one these days. You can see people using this thing in the bus when they are walking or at home. It is usually small, about the same size as your hand, and it comes in many colors. There are several buttons on it, some for numbers, others for other things. It can be put in your pocket or in a small bag. With it you can talk to people far away. 3.
This is a large box with a big door. If you open the door, a light comes on and you can see what's inside. You better not leave the door open for too long, because it is not good for the things inside. You might catch a cold, too, if you stand in front of the open door. There are several shelves inside, some in the box itself, some in the door. You usually find this large box in the kitchen. on the go. Wang Mei puts her hand into her pocket, takes out her red cell phone, and presses the talk key. Hi, Mom. I'm on the bus. I should be home in about 10 minutes. Wang Mei is one of many Chinese teenagers who live life on the go and use cell phones. Cell phones, or mobile phones, make it possible for us to talk to anyone from anywhere. Words and images are being sent throughout the world. Modern cell phones are more than just phones. They are being used as cameras and radios, and to send email or surf the internet. New functions are being added to the phones. The latest cell phones have features such as games, music, and an electronic calendar that will remind you about appointments and important dates. Cell phones have changed our behavior and how we communicate. They are being used everywhere, sometimes where they shouldn't. One headmaster says that phones are not allowed in the classroom. If a phone starts ringing in the classroom, teachers and students are disturbed and cannot work. The students obey the rules and agree not to use their phones in the classroom. I don't dare to use the phone in school because they will take it away from me, says John Hill, a student in London. John got his phone for his birthday, but his parents don't let him use it in school. Some parents worry that their children will spend too much time and money on phone calls. Why are cell phones so popular, especially among teenagers? The answer seems to be that we have a need to stay in touch with friends and family, no matter where we are or what we are doing. Having a cell phone also makes us feel safer, since we can call for help in case of an emergency. Of course, to many teenagers, the cell phone is not only a useful tool, but also a way to have fun and be cool. Wang Mei calls her best friend Xiao Li at least once a day to see how she is doing and what is going on. She says that her cell phone helps her do whatever she wants to do and still stay in touch with her parents and friends. I think it's the most useful invention ever, Wang Mei says as she is dialing the number to Xiao Li again to ask her what she will be wearing to school tomorrow.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. It is the year 2374, and the machines have taken over. The Earth is ruled by a great computer named Q12 that uses robots to make people work for it. It is not a happy world. The few surviving human beings are being used in the way that we use machines today. They have to make electricity for the machines, repair them when they break down, and do everything Q12 tells them to. Once the Earth was a beautiful blue planet where people lived happily among trees and animals. Now, the world is dark and dirty, with no room for happiness and fun. But there is still hope. The human beings have been able to keep a small, secret school open since the machines took over. In this school, the students still learn about all the wonders of the world, science, art, history, culture, and they are still allowed to dream about a better future. The leader of the humans has decided that it is time to do something to stop Q12. Bring the machines and people back together and make the world beautiful again. A group of experts were asked to solve the problem, but they failed. Now, the leader has asked a group of students to do what they can to save the Earth. Q12 cannot be defeated by force. It is too strong, and no one believes that fighting a war can solve the problem. Instead, the students have decided to come up with a peaceful solution. They will try to teach Q12 about love and friendship. If they succeed, they believe that humans and machines can live together like friends in the future. Imagine that you are one of the students chosen to solve the problem. Write a letter to Q12 in which you explain love and friendship. Remember that Q12 is a computer that does not understand how human beings feel and what human life is like. Tell Q12 about how we think, how we feel about each other, and try to give examples of love and friendship. Words and Expressions, Unit 9. Item: toothpick, automobile, agreement, disagreement, disagree, absolutely, depend, press, teenager, image, throughout, function, add, latest, feature, calendar, remind, appointment, behavior, obey, dare, stay in touch with, call for, case, in case of, emergency, whatever, dial, according, according to, unexpected, particular, negative, broadband, test tube, clone, revise, interview, resource, department, take over, electricity, breakdown, planet, wonder, defeat, force, peaceful, succeed, skip, clue, Chelyabinsk, Irkutsk. Unit 10. The world around us. Listening. 1. Listen to the tape and fill in the correct information in the spaces below. 1.
Walk along the streets of any major city, and you will see that the air you breathe is not very fresh. Air pollution is a serious problem in many of the world's big cities. It is caused by cars and factories. We also pollute the air when we burn oil or coal for energy and heat.
Q. Oh my, look at this. Dead fish everywhere. What happened? We used to be able to drink the water in our rivers and lakes, but today, many rivers and lakes have been so polluted that the water is useless. Factories and drainage are polluting the water, and we're not taking good care of our water. We use too much water and we waste water. What is more, we pollute water. 3.
This beautiful mountain is one of the most popular places for people to visit during holidays and festivals. Thousands of people come here to hike in the mountains, forests, and valleys. Unfortunately, the tourists leave a lot of rubbish behind. Plastic bags, soda bottles, and other things are thrown everywhere. Many tourists also pick flowers and damage the trees, and the many hotels and restaurants being built are having a negative effect on the environment, too.